barefoot blue jean night.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I saw your picture in the paper. Honeymoon in Jamaica. She's a lucky girl. You look so grown up in your black tux, from a ball cap and a pickup. Seems like another world. You and me and our big dreams, falling in love. We were two kids in the backseat, all fearless and young. I got the first kiss, and she'll get the last.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A week after a gunman opened fire on an officer outside an ICE detention center in Texas, the search continues for the shooter. At the top of the list of suspects, a former Marine reservist.
Benjamin Song is thought to have been among a group of heavily armed people who lured a police officer to an immigration detention center in Alvarado, south of Fort Worth, and then shot and seriously wounded him. Teddy May is the police chief.
Attack on my department. Attack on our city. Attack on the rule of law.
His officer is recovering. A dozen people are in custody, and a $35,000 reward's been posted for information about Benjamin Song. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Trump and the First Lady are traveling to Texas Hill Country today. They'll tour some of the destruction caused by catastrophic floods 1 week ago. 121 are dead, more than 160 still missing. A wildfire is burning near the Grand Canyon, forcing the closure of the North Rim. Grand Canyon National Park is under an extreme heat warning. This is ABC News. Taiwan has launched the biggest military training operation in its history. The drills are expected to help make sure Taiwan is prepared against any attack, especially one from China, that has vowed to bring the island back into its fold. ABC's Brit Klinit is in Taiwan and says the island nation has been looking at the Russia-Ukraine war for new strategies.
They're going for this asymmetric warfare. They think that is key. If they can't outpower their opponents, they're going to need to outsmart them. That means establishing drones that can be made quickly, relatively cheaply, that are expendable, you know, highly destructive, that kind of thing. So the idea is to use smaller, cheaper mobile weapons, which can still pack a punch.
Walmart is recalling about 850,000 Ozark Trail stainless steel water bottles. Federal regulators say the lid can pop off and cause injuries. Two people suffered permanent vision loss when they were hit in the eye. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and some storms this afternoon and throughout this evening. Some could bring some gusty winds and heavy downpours. Around a half an inch of rain is likely, but a couple of inches is possible, which could create some flash flooding. Highs will be in the low 80s today and tomorrow and the mid-80s on Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. A man accused of making terrorist threats against Carroll University 3 years ago will be heading to trial this fall. Ted Allen has an update.
Timothy Heller was charged after he allegedly made comments about a potential mass shooting at the Waukesha campus. Since then, Heller's case has been suspended twice while the court ordered him to receive medication at a state mental hospital. Heller, who suffers from bipolar disorder, was offered a plea deal this week that he turned down despite his attorneys urging to accept it. The 3-day trial for Heller will begin in October.
A bill in the state legislature will limit outdoor balloon releases. The proposal from Democratic lawmakers would prohibit the release of 10 or more Mylar balloons at the same time. Those are believed to cause harm to the environment as well as power outages if they could float into power lines. The bill will not apply to balloons released for scientific or meteorological purposes. If it becomes law, violators could be liable for a $500 fine. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAY & Associates.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. The Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from Lifetime Memorials. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, Durand. Attendance at the new Tarrant Park pool has been high. The city of Durand says that the 800 free admissions that were donated by AdventHealth were all used up by yesterday. Durand Mayor Patrick Mellyron says the city is now trying to keep the pool open through Labor Day weekend.
We know that when school starts here after Labor Day, up to that point, it's all a staffing-based decisions at this point. We're trying to have as much staffing as possible, as long as possible, up through Labor Day weekend.
There will be an official ribbon-cutting ceremony at the pool on July 18th at 10:30. The Dunn County Highway Department will complete the reconstruction of Highway G from Highway BB to Highway D starting on Monday. The project will involve removing and replacing the cross culverts, reconstruction of the roadway, and reconstructing the shoulder of the road. Highway G will be closed during that reconstruction project. The state is asking for public input on plans to repair the Highway 124 bridge in Chippewa Falls. Built in 1949, the bridge needs a sidewalk, joint replacements, and other structural work. The project isn't scheduled to begin until 2030, but traffic will be closed during the project. Residents can leave comments on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website. A new bill introduced this week would seek to limit balloon releases in Wisconsin. Assembly Bill 352 would prohibit people from releasing 10 or more balloons into the air at the same time. Violators could face a $500 fine. If passed, Wisconsin would join California and Florida in banning such balloon releases. A new report says more Wisconsin students are getting ahead on their higher education. The study shows that students are signing up for dual enrollment programs at a higher rate than the last decade. The Department of Public Instruction found that dual enrollment leads to higher test scores and improved graduation rates. Nearly 79,000 students took part in the programs the 2023-24 school year. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
A Western Wisconsin nurse accused of elder abuse is avoiding jail time. Mary Brown of Durand has taken a plea deal that will drop two felony charges. She was arrested in 2022 for cutting off the foot of a hospice patient without his permission. Brown has now pleaded no contest to misdemeanor negligent abuse of a patient. She was ordered to pay $443 and adhere to any discipline against her nursing license that is proposed by the Board of Nursing. There are four finalists for the Eau Claire County Administrator position. That list includes County Highway Commissioner John Johnson and Director of Human Services Angela Weedman. The other outside candidates are Walworth County Public Works Director Richard Hoff and Chad Roberts, who's a former Polk County Administrator. Eau Claire County is filling the vacancy left by the retiring Catherine Schaff. The La Crosse Common Council is passing several measures involving development projects and a legal battle. One measure approves over $100,000 for security at several city parks. Another would allow rezoning for a pocket park, an apartment complex, and a primary care clinic. The council also approved $50,000 for legal fees that are associated with the town of Campbell's incorporation. Health experts are reporting an increase in tick bites across the state. SSM Health says the urgent care clinic saw three times as many cases this June compared to last year. A physician with SSM Health says ticks with black legs are the ones to be watching out for. People are advised to wear long sleeves and pants to protect themselves from the pests. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
A list ranking the nation's coolest art installations includes two Wisconsin attractions. River Wall Art ranked Milwaukee's Bronze Fonz at 105. Dr. Ivanor's gigantic Forevertron sits right below at 106. Art lovers were surveyed on sculpture parks, lesser-known installations, and displays that they'd like to visit. 125 installations were selected for the list. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So, I was taking my side hustle full-time.
Bold move, my friend.
And I needed to find everything in one stop.
Like finding Bigfoot riding a unicorn.
Yes, so I hit the Staples Easy button. Staples had everything for a new office and print services for signs and brochures. Plus, Cindy, the Staples associate, helped me find the best tech for me.
Wait, no drama?
No, Staples made it easy.
For the products, services, and experts your business needs, Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and some storms this afternoon and throughout this evening. Some could bring some gusty winds and heavy downpours. Around a half an inch of rain is likely, but a couple of inches is possible, which could create some flash flooding. Highs will be in the low 80s today and tomorrow and the mid-80s on Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
It may not count, but a win is a win. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The NBA Summer League began for the Bucks with a bang.
Jackson inbound. He finds Bouye. Liddell all over him. The step over. He gets it up for the win! Bouye with the booyah! The Bucks win on the buzzer beater!
Play-by-play courtesy of NBA TV. The final score 90-89. The Bucks beat the Nuggets in their Summer League opener. Milwaukee is next in action tomorrow afternoon against the Cleveland Cavaliers. To baseball, the Brewers took Thursday off. They'll bring in the Washington Nationals to AmFam Field tonight. It'll be the final three games before the All-Star break. Last night, they lost some ground in the Central. The Cubs clobber the Twins 8-1. Chicago's lead back up to two games in the Central. And from the Midwest League, the Timber Rattlers get clobbered by South Bend last night, 12-3 in Appleton. Beloit gets rained out at home against Dayton. They'll play two tomorrow. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Smith will balance championship points and the in-season challenge this weekend in Sonoma. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns, tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. 3 nights, 3 races, 1 shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
While still alive in the 5-race in-season challenge following back-to-back top 15 finishes, Front Row Motorsports driver Zane Smith is 24th in the championship standings and well outside of playoff contention. Something Smith says he'll have to balance when he's on track this weekend at the Sonoma Raceway.
Yeah, I mean, obviously want to leave there with a trophy and hopefully a top five, top 10 day. If not, then we're going to do what we can to finish in front of the 54.
Smith will be head-to-head with Ty Gibbs in the third race of the in-season challenge on Sunday. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
You just never know the secrets your plants are holding. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A California woman explores the link between botany and booze as she's living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Grapes give us wine, scotch comes from barley, rum from sugarcane, and bourbon from corn. In other words, your favorite cocktails started in the dirt. Amy Stewart of Eureka, California is an author, garden writer, and has a deep appreciation for botanicals and our favorite alcoholic drinks. She says she was walking through a liquor store with a friend and started naming off all the plants that were listed on the bottles.
oh, look, there's agave and there's corn and there's potatoes. And so from that, I was like, you know what? Somebody should really write a book about that. Because if you think about it, every single thing in all of these bottles is a plant. They're nothing but plants. And I don't think anybody has talked about that really from the point of view of the plants.
So Amy started researching plants that become alcohol, their origins and traditions, and wrote a lighthearted book called The Drunken Botanist. For example, American colonists fermented parsnips, and Ugandans make beer from bananas. She says if you know how your favorite spirits evolved, you'll have a better idea of what to pair them with in the glass. She also writes about plants that are added to alcohol to change its flavor. On the side, Amy grows her own cocktail garden.
I have elderflowers, which are used in French liqueurs. I grow sloes, which is a very tart fruit and is an ingredient in sloe gin. But then I also have a lot of little herbs and small fruits and vegetables that are just garnishes. Like there's a particular mint that is best for mint juleps, so I grow that one. And there's a different one that's best for mojitos, so I have that one as well.
Amy says she's hosted many parties to hone her research and writing. Learn more about The Drunken Botanist at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
76 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower, August down 15 to 1771, September down 7 to 1833, October down 7 to 1874, November down 8 at 1860. Cheese markets, barrels down 3.5 to 167.5, 40-pound blocks down 2.5 to 166, one trade a barrel, six trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 259, four trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 126 and three quarters, no trades. Dry whey up a half to 56 and three quarters, two trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher even after the WASDE report. Now, USDA announcing that the Mexican border was closed yesterday once again due to the New World screwworm is helping to provide some continued support to the markets. Hog markets, though, they are moving mostly lower. The WASDE report still showing some potential for some lower pork demand, and that is helping to provide some pressure to the market today. August live cattle up 277 to 222. August feeder cattle up 282 to 324.10. July hogs down 42 cents to 106.82. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans are mostly lower. Wheat also mostly lower. WASDE report really not providing any big surprises today for the crops. And so the market's really reverting back to the positive weather for corn and soybeans. And that's helping to really drive markets lower. Also, some trade concerns as well, continuing to pressure the markets. Wheat markets also moving mostly lower. July corn down 4.75 to 402.5. September down 3 to 396.25. New crop down 3.75 to 412.75. July beans up 3 to 1015.5. August down 5.5 to 1007. September down 4 to 998.25. And new crop down 3.25 to 1010.5. August soybean meal down $1.10 to 270.30. while August soybean oil up 42 cents to 53.91. Chicago wheat, September down 6 to 548.5. December down 6.5 to 568.5. Minneapolis wheat to July down 1 to 622, while September down 11.25 to 620.5. Energy markets today, August crude oil up $1.83 to $68.40. September up $1.66 to $67.04. August and September gas both up 4 cents. August at $2.18 and September at $2.14. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Meat is having a moment. We'll explain coming up.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Meat is having a moment. Those are words from Dr. Glenn Tonser at Kansas State University. Tonser, a livestock market economist with Kansas State Extension, says it's good news for U.S. livestock producers.
Meat is having a moment in the sense that we're actually seeing a decline in the prevalence of vegan vegetarian diets. We're seeing more interest in meat protein in general. Just interest in having meat protein in your diet is growing here in 2025. Some of that has to do with a more active younger cohort. You know, physical fitness demands more protein and meat is benefiting from that. Those of us that watch probably too much TV see protein referenced in commercials more than we did a few years ago. So there's a broader protein discussion going on here. I'm highlighting that because there's a strong tone of that. I reference in this piece about 2 weeks ago when I was at World Pork Expo. Very euphoria there because hog prices are up. There's a new pork campaign. Taste What Pork Can Do For You is what the campaign is. But it was part of this broader meat is having a moment.
However, he says news isn't all positive in 2025.
I'm going to San Diego for the summer cattle industry meetings, and I anticipate some similar euphoria there because cattle prices are higher and beef is in. So meat is having a moment is the phrase I'm using. But I end my comments in the cattle markets point with the conflicting phrase or the conflicting force is the macroeconomic uncertainty. The first 4 or 6 months of 2025 have had elevated uncertainty about what global trade might be, particularly tariffs and what that does to those relations, what domestic unemployment and inflation rates might be, and as we have the elevated risk out of the Middle East. Put all of those in this broader kind of outside of the meat and livestock space, macroeconomic arena, uncertainty is very elevated.
Continued economic pressure on consumers could quickly shift the demand landscape in the protein markets.
It's not sufficient to want meat protein. That's a very good thing, right? The industry should want that to be developing, but a necessary and sufficient condition includes being able to pay for it, right? So there's this capacity, right? You know, what is your income? What's your disposable income? Your net savings, all those kind of things are tied to this broader macroeconomic story. And I've been pleasantly surprised at the strength of meat demand despite pretty elevated macroeconomic uncertainty in 2025.
He says that the public clearly wants meat protein. That's Dr. Glenn Tonser of Kansas State University. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A new case of New World screwworm has appeared only 160 miles from the Mexico-U.S. border. USDA had previously announced a risk-based phased-in port reopening strategy for cattle, bison, and equine from Mexico that began July 7th. The new cases raises significant concerns in the U.S. and compromises the outlined port reopening schedule for the five ports in the southern U.S., In order to protect American livestock and the nation's food supply, Agriculture Secretary Rollins ordered the closure of the livestock trade through the southern ports of entry effective immediately. The U.S. promised to be vigilant, and after detecting the new case, we're pausing the planned port reopenings to further quarantine and target this deadly pest in Mexico, Rollins said. We must see progress in multiple Mexican states in order to reopen livestock ports along the southern border. Aggressive USDA staff monitoring allowed the U.S. to take quick action. Now, with the USDA closing those southern ports of entry to shipments for cattle, the USDA discovered the case in Veracruz. Now, NCBA is applauding the quick closure of the border. It's why NCBA CEO Colin Woodall said, unfortunately, screwworm continues to move north through Mexico, and it's clear that the U.S. needs a sterile fly facility of our own here at home. He also said America can't afford to wait any longer and strongly urged USDA to immediately begin work on a sterile fly facility. More Air Base in Texas will be the site of that new facility. The Center for Environment and Welfare applauded the Trump administration's lawsuit filed to nullify onerous California regulations, driving up food prices nationwide. The filing takes aim at three California laws, including Proposition 12, dictating farming practices for eggs and pork. In practice, Prop 12 forces farmers around the country to adopt California's production standards while prohibiting veterinary-approved animal husbandry practices. The center says the three laws were pushed by radical animal activists who don't believe people should eat eggs or pork at all. Quote, it's great to see the administration taking decisive action to protect the country from California's overreaching policies. But Americans facing high food costs can't afford to wait for years of court appeals, unquote, said Jack Hubbard, the CEW's executive director. Polls show that California voters now regret the passage of Proposition 12. And there's now strong bipartisan support for congressional legislation to nullify the farm rules. USDA said per capita total U.S. food spending increased 3.2% from 2023 to 2024, slightly outpacing the 2.3% increase in food prices during the same period. That showed a stronger demand for food despite higher prices. However, national trends in sales mask uneven growth across multiple U.S. states. Three states showed a decrease in per capita food sales, with New Hampshire dropping the most at 2%. That was driven by a 6.6% increase in sales at grocery stores, supercenters, and other at-home stores. West Virginia and Kansas were the only other states where total per capita food sales declined, dropping by 1% and 0.2%, respectively. The cost of spraying crops with pesticides is continuing to get more expensive across the European Union. Farmers in countries like Greece are finding cheaper alternatives in unlabeled bottles smuggled into the country. Reuters says a dozen farmers quoted anonymously said the products are more effective than what they regularly use. However, they're also potentially more harmful. Laboratory tests show the bottles contain pesticides banned in the EU for several years due to suspected risks to humans and the environment. The pesticide smuggling in Greece is showing up in other areas across the European Union. EU authorities say the use of banned and counterfeit pesticides is higher than ever. This comes as the EU is looking to reduce the use of even permitted crop production products as part of its green transition. At least 14% of pesticides used in EU fields are illegal. That's up from 10% in 2015. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
We'll still see some rain in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Looks like, however, the forecast has changed to expect mostly scattered showers across the region. And also dry conditions are expected into next week, with active weather returning by the middle of next week. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs 79 to 84, relative humidities at 59 to 64%. Southeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 50% chance of a shower or storm. Lows 63 to 68, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Light winds becoming west at 5. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm. High 76 to 81. Relative humidities at 52 to 57%. West winds at 7 to 12. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected. 9 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Monday, mostly sunny, highs 85 to 90. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm. Highs 85 to 90. Wednesday, cloudy, a chance of showers and storms. Highs 75 to 80. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 70 to 75.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. Sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink paradise. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
party's at. This is how we roll.
We love who we love and we wanna have fun, yeah. We cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. 'Cause this is how we roll.
Show Mondovi Buffaloes from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Does he love you? Does he love you?
He says he needs me, and that he wants me, that he believes in me. And when I'm in his arms, oh, he swears there's no one else. Is he deceiving me, or am I deceiving myself?
Medicine and I am poison. I can best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol. Yes, since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Bordeaux, France, been making the bars lots of big money.
To Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM,
WRDN.
My prime, I thought that big old city
mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Layoff notices have gone out from the State Department informing nearly 1,100 civil service workers, along with 240 foreign service officers, that they're fired. It follows a Supreme Court ruling.